Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. Thank you for joining me today. And so on today's show, I have Jeff Zarichek. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Carol.
And thank you for joining me for our annual show that we record in September, yep. Correct?
That's correct.
We were just talking. This is at least the fourth year for me, you and I recording together because that's how long I've been in this position.
So. Yes. Yes.
And for those of you that may not know, Jeff Zarichek is the director of Wayne County Drug and Alcohol Commission, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And how long have you been in that position?
9 years in June.
Wow, great. And I have to say, like, does it get easier or do you feel that you may have more resources to work with within those 9 years or just changes overall?
I feel that over the last couple of years, we've definitely had increased financial resources from the state and federal government, COVID-related resources. So that has been definitely something that's been very positive, and just the recognition of substance use disorders as a very serious public health problem because of overdose deaths.
Right, right, exactly. And even the addiction part of it also, you work with individuals. And the recovery part, that's what we're here to talk about today, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Because September is recovery month. So, you know, congratulations. I want to say this to anyone who's listening that is in recovery, that has a family member in recovery. You should be celebrating them. You should be celebrating yourself, correct?
Absolutely.
And that's something that you're doing. Right?
Yes, absolutely. That's what we do.
Yep. So can you just, you know, begin by sharing, you know, what is the goal and the mission of the Drug and Alcohol Commission?
Okay. So the Wayne County Drug and Alcohol Commission office, we are on 318 10th Street in Honesdale. And our office, our mission statement is really to prevent substance use disorders whenever possible. And where they are present, to mitigate the damaging effects that they have on the families and on the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, that's a big mission statement and it's
right. There's a lot of services.
Yes,
a lot of services go into that mission statement. Sure.
Right. Yes. So, you know, speaking of services, like what are some of the services that drug and alcohol provide to our community?
So our office kind of, we look at the prevention side and we address the treatment side and the recovery side. So, our office provides drug and alcohol screenings or intakes. We do assessments, and an assessment is a question and answer interview with an individual, and it's designed for us to have an idea of exactly what type of treatment they meet criteria for and what would best meet their needs. We place people into treatment, so meaning we find them a bed or we get them that appointment. We provide funding for treatment when they have no other funding available. We help them access available funding if they do have access to that. We also provide ongoing case management. A lot of individuals find themselves having non-treatment needs, as we call them, so that when they get out of treatment that they have a lot of other areas of their life that they need some assistance with. So when they were in active use, they weren't unable to address. So we do that through a case management. We also have a certified recovery specialist on staff, which is somebody with lived experience. And this individual will help a person, especially in early recovery, kind of get the best possible start and access all the community recovery resources that would be beneficial to them in their journey. And like I said before, we do prevention programs. So we have 3 full-time prevention specialists that work in the school districts and do in community-based prevention as well. And we are also we also run the alcohol highway safety classes and for DUI offenders and do the court reporting network or CRINI evaluations for DUI offenders.
Okay. See, I always learn something new when you come on the show. I didn't realize that you do the DUI classes and stuff like that.
Yes. We have our DUI coordinator, Stephen Baer, and works out of our office. He's the DUI coordinator / case manager. And that's been a part of our office's duties since I've been there.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we were going to maybe talk about this towards the end, but you mentioned alcohol, which, you know, when we talk about drug and alcohol, the drug part sometimes seems to stand out in our community, you know, with drug overdose, substance abuse. But alcohol falls under that category of substance abuse, correct?
I think it's often overlooked or downplayed the damaging effects of alcohol and alcoholism or alcohol use disorder. So surely that we have been a part of the uptick in heroin and fentanyl and overdoses and related overdoses. But the whole time, alcohol has been ever present. And in particular, in Wayne County, I think we have a little bit of a higher per capita alcoholism rate than some other counties. And we have seen alcohol being still one of the primary substances that people come to us for help.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we become of age of, you know, 21 and older, when you're allowed to drink in Pennsylvania, alcohol is a social drink for many people, correct?
It's very socially acceptable. It's a part of a lot of social events and gatherings.
Right. And so, but there are signs and symptoms that people can develop or maybe realize that maybe they do have an alcohol problem or issue. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if your drinking is like anything else, what causes problems is one. And that's not my quote. That's a quote from a very wise man, Father Martin, who did all kinds of educational chalk talks and different things in the field. And so if your alcohol use is causing problems in your life and interfering with your life, then it is a problem. And it is something that you should definitely look at addressing.
And that's what your organization can do, right?
Absolutely. So that's in any substance, any person that is experiencing any issue with any kind of a substance, that is where we would come in, again, with helping that individual access the care that they need. And funding is never an issue. All our services are free, and we can provide funding for treatment as needed as well.
Right, right. And it's not always inpatient treatment. That is an option, but there's also outpatient treatment.
Right.
Options.
There's various levels of outpatient. It really depends on what the individual meets criteria for and, quite frankly, what they're willing to do. I mean, we can't force anybody to do anything, but we're going to do an honest assessment and let the person know where we think they would get the most benefit and then work from there with them. We work with them.
Right. And so I know we're going to do the phone number at the end, but can you, if someone needs to jump off and can't finish listening to the show, what number can they call for help?
They can call us at 570-253-6022. That's our number during and after business hours. So and after business hours, if it's an emergency, we are on call 24/7.
Right. So, you know, if you're listening and you feel like you need help or you want questions answered, please give them a call. That's why they're here. So who can contact Drunk and Alcohol, basically?
Basically, any Wayne County resident who feels that they could benefit from our services. Anybody who's experiencing issues in their lives that are the result of their drug or alcohol use. Even family members who have concern about, or anybody that's concerned about a loved one or a family member who may be experiencing, and the family member themselves is not ready. We would speak to the family member and educate them on their role and how they can try to help coerce their loved one into getting the help that they need.
Right. And if someone, you know, just needs resources, they can call your office and you can send them resources also, correct?
Yes, we have resources for 12-step meetings in the area. We have and a whole lot of different resources on all different substances and the damaging effects that they can have. And some of them are directed toward adults, some of them are directed toward youth, but we have all those resources available in our office for free.
Right. And then you also work with other organizations to provide advanced treatment like what we call MAT, right? Medical assistant treatment.
Right. Yes. We also, one of our offerings that we have is medication assisted treatment. So if somebody has, usually that's prescribed for individuals with an opioid use disorder, so heroin, any kind of heroin or other opiate, we work with the Wright Center. On that. So that is also available through our office, and we also can fund that service if the individual is not eligible for any other insurance that'll pay for it.
Right, right. You know what? I almost forgot to mention, this is one reason why, we talk about Recovery Month. There's a recovery fair coming up, correct?
That's correct.
We need to talk about that and let our community know, because maybe, you know, that would be an opportunity for anyone in our community to attend this and pick up resources, correct?
I think it's going to be a great opportunity for that. Yes, Carol. And you know, so this year we're celebrating Recovery Month. We try to do something a little different every year. So this year we're doing a Recovery Month Fair, we're calling it. We're doing it at the Cooperage Project, and it's on September 14th, and it is between the hours of 10 and 3. The fair is going to feature over 15 human service agencies in our community, because there's really so much that contributes to a person's health. Not only do we want to promote getting treatment for substance use disorders, because they will be represented there, but also how to live the most meaningful and healthy life once you're in recovery. So the agencies represented at the fair are going to cover that entire spectrum. And there will also be free food and giveaways. So we really encourage the public to come out, educate themselves, and maybe take that first step into getting the help they need or getting some information for a family member or a loved one that may need help.
Right. Or, you know, like you said, just knowing more resources that are available in our area, even if they may not know someone who's using substance, it's always good to know that information. Wouldn't you agree?
Right. It's absolutely. Absolutely. Knowledge is power, and it's very good to understand what substance use disorders are, how a person can access help for such. I think those things are very, very important for the whole community to know. It helps with the reduced stigma. Unfortunately, there's a lot of stigma around substance use disorders, that it's some sort of moral or personal failing on behalf of the individual that has it. And we really look at substance use disorders just like any other disorder, just like diabetes or heart disease. You know, without the proper treatment, it could end your life. But there is treatment, and there is hope and help available.
Right. And I think the word that you said, too, is stigma. You know, it is... I think that hesitates, or people hesitate to get help because of that. But in this day and age, again, it is a disease. It's an illness that people need help for so they can get better.
Absolutely.
And that's so, so important. And you work with many organizations. I know that us at the hospital, we work with drug and alcohol for our Together for Health school program. Mm-hmm. And how important it is to bring education to young people, correct?
Yeah, it's not... This is too heavy a lift just for one little county office to do, and certainly we work very closely with all our community partners, of course, of which Wayne Memorial is one. Like Carol said, we have our Together for Health project that we do on the prevention side, and we also are a part of the hospital is a part of our warm handoff. So if somebody ends up in the hospital emergency department, the emergency department can contact us, and we can get the person help before they are discharged or leave the hospital. We can start that process. So we work with them on that, and we work with all of our school districts, and we're, of course, the county court system. We work with the county drug treatment court program. And so we have a lot of partners in the community that we support one another in this effort.
Right, and I think that's what makes Wayne County, I wouldn't say unique, but I do say unique because I live here and I work here, how much all of the different organizations, the different, agencies work together and really come together as a team.
I agree, Carol. I've worked in other counties, and I'll say there's an incredible spirit of camaraderie here that I feel more so than in some other areas. And it really does, at the end of the day, it really does help the residents and the people that we serve.
Right. And, you know, I need to give a shout out to our commissioners also, because, you know, our commissioners oversee Wayne County.
Absolutely.
They oversee, you know, the drug and alcohol. The hospital works very closely with the commissioners on many aspects of care and wellness for our community. And, you know, they support all of these organizations that we talk about today.
Absolutely. We get an incredible amount of support from our county government, from our county commissioners. And I mean, their message is always they care about all of the citizens of Wayne County, even citizens that are experiencing crisis and problems. Mm-hmm. They have a deep concern for them. And that's evident in the support that they've shown our office or over the entire time I've been there, for sure.
Right, right. And I would agree. So, you know, Jeff, thank you so much. Give that information about the recovery fair, where people can come out, anyone for the community walking by. Where will it be? What's the date, the time?
It is at the Cooperage Project, and it is on September 14th from 10 to 3.
Okay, great.
And one thing I didn't mention, of course, is there will be refreshments and giveaways, too. So.
Those are always fun,
and
too.
And some food. Yep. So there's no cost for anything. So just come out, enjoy it, and get some resources and get some education.
Great, great. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for being on the show today. It's always a pleasure to have you.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
again. Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.